I see the world for what it is, beyond the white and the black. The way the government downplays historical facts, cause the United States sponsored the rise of the Third Reich. Just like the CIA trained terrorists how to fight, build bombs and sneak box cutters onto a flight. My words will expose George Bush and Bin Laden as two separate parts of the same seven-headed dragon. And you can't fathom the truth, so you don't hear me. You think Illuminati's just a f***ing conspiracy theory? That's why conservative racists are all running ish, and your phone is tapped by the federal government. So I'm jamming frequencies in your brain when you speak to me.
Hello, everybody. This is Boston, Massachusetts, with the Boston Files. Today, I'm going to go on the less serious side of things and talk to you about two major things. Jeans and grills. And for those of you who do not know what grills are, they are the things that you put in your teeth that make them either really gold or silver or golden diamondy or stuff like that. So to start out with, let us talk about what could make jeans better. Jeans. They are most of the times some shade of blue. Recently, they've been, like, fashionably made so that they're faded to give them kind of a dirty appearance. And then, you know, they're the brand new jeans. The ones that are really, really blue and look awesome. And then there are bootcut jeans. There are relaxed jeans. There are relaxed bootcut. And then there are, you know, skinny jeans. But we're not going to get on those because they just suck. Now, jeans. For the most part, they are a very durable type of pants. If you've seen Dirty Jobs or a show like that, they usually wear jeans. And that's because they're durable, and you know, you usually don't wear jeans to a fancy formal event. This is a really good thing. Now, while we're talking about jeans and their durability, let's talk about some other product that is known for being durable. Duct tape. As we know, duct tape has proved on more than one occasion that it is very, very useful. So, duct tape usefulness has become a major part of our society. And as it being a major part of our society, I believe that they should add duct tape to jeans. And, like, not like where your jeans are all going to be all, like, gray, or, you know, the weird colors that the duct tape comes in, but more like they infuse the jeans with it, and then they put the paint on, like, they spray paint, like, with fancy sprays, the duct tape, so that it looks like jeans and feels like jeans, you know? Or put, like, a layer of duct tape inside the jeans. That way, it would be really, really durable. I mean, think about it. The durability and somewhat comfortableness of jeans with duct tape, aka, like, the most durable household object out there. So, that, I believe, is what makes jeans better. But, as you've noticed, this is not a conspiracy. Yet. You see, jeans, they're developed for work. If you wear jeans, most likely you're going to be able to succeed in the working business. Mostly like construction or, you know, laboring tasks. Like, maybe even teaching. But jeans are just made to get you to work. It's another thing made by our U.S. government. And not made as in they produce it. I mean, the idea came from the U.S. government. In the sense that, you know, they're made to work in. And I think that's really good quality in a pair of pants. I mean, khakis, they're so stainable that if you get, like, a stain on them, you're like, oh, no, I have to throw these out. Or you have to pull out the Tide to Go in your pocket and get it out before it stains. And, you know, cargo pants are kind of a work pants in the sense that it has a lot of pockets, kind of durable, but if I had to choose a pair of pants to work in, it would be jeans, because jeans are just durable and they look pretty decent. And another thing about jeans is that they barely get stained. I mean, if you get lots and lots of mud on them, you can eventually get in the dryer, in the washer, and get them cleaned. And I believe that that's a really, really awesome thing in a pair of pants. But back to the whole government. I'm not saying that our U.S. government is the only government to have the idea to make jeans as a product to work. No, many countries have done this. And the U.S. may not even be the first. But the U.S. government is just the target, because I live in America. And, you know, that's where most of the stuff in the world matters to me. But, anyways, they came up with this idea in the United Nations to promote the economy of all nations. And what it's doing is it's making people work harder mentally and physically. So if you're some kid who records a podcast about conspiracies and you wear jeans during one of these sessions, you're going to have a revelation. Or heck, if you have enough jeans, you'll have enough revelations to last you your career. And I believe that this is not very, very well emphasized in American society. Because all you need is a good pair of jeans and maybe even a mental drive. But as we all know, some people don't need a mental drive to be rich, like Bill Gates. So, let's see. Jeans. Comfortable. Durable. Duct-tapeable. But governmental? Yes. I apologize for my hiccuping. I know it must be very annoying, but I have the hiccups. So, I believe I have emphasized my point on how genes are a conspiracy, on how our government made them to promote labor and production in America. And I think it has. That's why there's so little jobs available, because a lot of people are realizing this. Oh, I forgot. And the reason they're making them faded now is because faded and torn already is so that when you get it faded and torn when you're at work, you're like, oh no, it just goes with the style. It goes with the style. You see how that can tie in? Like, they did that on purpose. It's not an accident. Like, oh no, we just thought we'd bring that officially in. No. Not at all. So, I believe it is time to move on. And by moving on, I mean, whoosh. Next conspiracy. Grills. They are a fundamental piece for almost any American hip-hop star. You know, if they're a teenager. So, what they usually are, or Little John, what they usually are is a piece of inexpensive jewelry, or maybe even expensive, depending on your financial situation. But they are designed to cover your teeth so that the yellow looks gold. And, you know, that may be considered cool, having a bunch of bling. You know, yo, word, dog rough. That's how we roll, with gold stuff on our teeth. And sometimes people take this to an extreme and put words on it, or diamonds. And, you know, I think that this could be a kind of cool idea if you have bad teeth. I mean, instead of getting those fake teeth, why not just replace your new teeth with grills? Just get some gold teeth. Yeah. Not just that one creepy gold tooth that a lot of criminals had in the old movies, but just a bunch of gold teeth. That, I think, would be very, very awesome. Speaking of very, very awesome, I believe that this is a conspiracy. This is made by the corporation of the industry of American hip-hop and rap. They made grills in so they can make profit. And you know what profit does? It gets the money. And you know what money does? It makes them evil. As said by Romeo in William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, there is thy gold, worst poison to men's souls. Which basically, you know, means it's saying that poison isn't as bad as the gold that poisons men's souls. I might have worded that a little weird. The basic part is that gold and or money poisons the souls of men. It poisons them. Poisons their overall well-being. It poisons their value of what is right and wrong. You know what I'm sizzling? Alright. So, that is what's the problem with grills, is they're not like another fashion thing gone wrong, because, you know, I'm pretty sure no one wears grills anymore. It's all about not singing your music without auto-tune, you see. Grills have gone out, but I still felt that it needed to be said. Grills only make you cool for the fact that you just don't really need them. There's no point to them. If you can give me one good reason why grills are important, tell me. Alrighty. Well, that's all I really have to say about grills and their conspiracy by our government. This was a very short and somewhat uneventful episode, but believe me, you'll be surprised at the next one. Hint, guest, hint, hint. Alright. So, I believe that it is right for me to ask at this point in time for an email or two. So, I have a proposition for you. If you email me, you'll be donating 1 minute of time on the next episode. A minute that you can use to take away or add. You know what I'm sizzling? And I believe that this is for the better. This is for the better. My average episodes run about 15 to 30 minutes, depending on my overall seriousness. So, with that being said, don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated. I know that sometimes my knowledge of the unknown strikes many vulnerable. But don't have no fear. You can email me free of charge, free of judgment. And thank you for your input. All right. Well, remember, email me at the Boston, BOSTON, ninja @gmail.com. So, I will make sure to check my email frequently. So, remember, the, T-H-E, Boston, B-O-S-T-O-N, Ninja, N-I-N-J-A. And yes, there are two N's, so it's not Boss, it's not spelled Bosto Ninja, it's not spelled Boston Ija, but it's Boston Ninja. So there's an N at the end of Boston and an N at the beginning of Ninja. Just to clarify. Alrighty. Well, this has been Boston, Massachusetts, signing off.